This is the Composer's Datebook for September 16th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1925, Vincent Eudemann's musical No No Nanette opened on Broadway. The show had premiered in Detroit on April 21, 1924, and then had gone on to enjoy successful productions in Chicago and London before reaching New York City. So popular were some of the tunes from No No Nanette that they even reached the Soviet Union. Well, occasionally something was lost in the translation. For example, in Russia, the musical's popular foxtrot T for Two was called the Tahiti Trot. Late in 1927, on a dare from the conductor Nikolai Malko, the 21-year-old Soviet composer Dmitri Shostakovich orchestrated this tune in just 1 hour. Malko was so pleased with the result that he performed the orchestration the following year, and Shostakovich, who had a soft spot for musicals and operettas, incorporated the Tahiti Trot into his new ballet, The Age of Gold. Just 3 years later, however, Soviet authorities apparently decided that the foxtrot was just one more vestige of Western decadence, and Shostakovich was quickly moved to dissociate himself from anything remotely connected to Broadway. His name even appeared on an open letter suggesting, quote, "Only after thorough and widespread educational work on the class essence of light music will we succeed in liquidating it from Soviet society." In other words, niet, niet to Nanette. For more on music, politics, and composers past and present, you can check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.